Currently a doctor of public health student, John Duncan, member of the public health in the Department of Epidemiology. She holds a master's in business administration from John Hopkins Terry Business School, and her primary research interest lies in integrated economic evaluation and designing cost-efficient studies using computer models.
Thank you, Dr. Green, for your introduction. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Dr. Green, for organizing and moderating this session. Today, I present to you Public-Private Partnership Model, Sustainability of the Zuzi Mpilo Clinic in Johannesburg, South Africa. I have no relationships to disclose. The HIV epidemic is one of the greatest public health crises to face South Africa. South Africa has the highest number of people living with HIV. With a population size of 50.4 million people, 5.6 million people are living with HIV/AIDS. South Africa is the home to global HIV burden, with an adult HIV prevalence rate of 17.8%. Geographically, South Africa shares borders with 6 out of 7 countries that have the highest prevalence of HIV in the world. The percentage of HIV-infected people who need it receiving antiretroviral therapy, ARV, is 56% in South Africa. Recognizing this HIV crisis, the U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, PEPFAR, was launched in 2003. Originally, $15 billion was allocated over a 5-year period for HIV/AIDS program in the 15 focus countries. Over time, it expanded to $32 billion up until fiscal year 2010. PEPFAR is the largest international health initiative dedicated to one single disease, and it is the first large-scale effort to combat against chronic disease in a developing country. So recognizing the challenges, a team of clinicians and researchers wanted to look at the care, HIV care in South Africa. And what they recognized was, in terms of HIV care in South Africa, there is a gap. We have the private sector providing HIV care and the public sector. Private sector charge patients a very high price for high quality care. In the public sector, it's free. But what comes with free is long lines, long waiting lines, the hygienic condition of the patient examination room is of concern, and staff members are very unfriendly and disrespectful to the patients. So with that, there is this need for a public-private model to provide high-quality care to a wider pool of HIV patients in South Africa. And with this type of hybrid model, patients will need to provide a small portion of fee to their higher quality of care. What the team also recognized was that job employment opportunities rose during this period of 2000 to 2006. So on this small side graph, it's just for supplementary, the y-axis shows the job opportunities. The x-axis is quarter and years, and employment was categorized as formal and informal, and the black line is the total percentage of employment. The key here is basically employment has been rising up 2006, which gives the assumption that people will have additional financial resources to pay for extra better care for HIV care. And the team also looked at willingness to pay for HIV care. And Apuni et al. Did a conjoint analysis, and in this conjoint analysis, she was eliciting preferences that patients are willing to pay for better HIV care in South Africa, particularly in Johannesburg. And here in this graph, the y-axis is the price per month for HIV treatment in Rand, and the x-axis is the probability of purchase. And the samples were HIV patients and the household members. And they found that 50% were willing to pay about $13 for HIV treatment per month. So given that there's a gap, there's the need for a public-private partnership model, the fact that the employment has been rising in South Africa, and the willingness to pay from HIV patients, Zuzi Mpulo Medical Center was established at the end of October in 2006 with the public-private partnership business model. Zuzi means to get or gain, Mpulo means life or health, and Zikatele equals means choose for yourself. So the vision of the medical center is to strive for sustainable, affordable HIV care and serve as a platform for social marketing of antiretroviral therapies. The mission are service excellence and effective allocation of resources. And service excellence encompasses minimizing the impact of HIV in the community, providing accessible scheduling and additional hours for patients, being a one-stop care center where patients can come in, get consultation, be able to get their blood work, and then be followed up for medical care, and also focusing on patient-centeredness and responding to patient needs. In terms of effective allocation of resource, it's leveraging the power, the buying power of the clinic to negotiate drug prices at a reduced amount and effectively outsourcing some of the lab works and taking cost-effective measures. So the Zuzi Mpulo Medical Center provides the following healthcare services: voluntary HIV testing, CD4 testing, wellness program, antiretroviral program, circumcision. We have seen in recent years the fact that studies have shown that circumcision has reduced 50 to 60% HIV/AIDS infection among men. On-site pharmacy, prevention of mother-to-child transmission. So if a mother comes in who is HIV positive and is pregnant, she is able to receive care from the clinic and her child gets 6 weeks of prophylaxis for free. And then post-exposure prophylaxis are for those who have accidental exposure to HIV. So the clinic recognizes the stigma surrounding HIV and did not want to create many barriers for patients coming into the clinic. So when they were collecting data for the medical records, they did not go into details about the demographic. So this patient survey is a convenient sample done after the clinic started enrolling patients. And this patient survey was carried out for approximately 1,200 participants or patients. And there were only 10 questions on this survey. And I'm presenting here with to you five relevant responses for this research study. So the education level for these patients is 50% of them received a higher level of education above grade 12. In terms of employment, roughly 70% are either employed or self-employed. In terms of reported earning, we see that close to 50% earn $400 to $1,400 per month. Their knowledge of the clinic is from advertisements or friends and family. And for out-of-pocket payment, 77% were paying out of their own pocket. So for this particular study, the objectives are to review the feasibility of providing high-quality care while charging patients a portion of private sector fees, to examine the business model of the Zuzi Mpilo Medical Center, and to assess the center's sustainability without external aid. So to address these objectives, we looked at de-identified electronic patient medical records, financial statement for fiscal year 2010. The perspective that we adopted is the healthcare system, and we used the average exchange rate for 2010, so $1 equals $7.30. The patient characteristics. So the clinic now has 5,400 patients, roughly. 61% of the patients are female, and we see that roughly 80% of the patients are above age of 30. So the mean age was 34. The baseline CD4 cell count, close to 80% have a CD4 cell count less than 500. And among the folks who are eligible for ARV therapy in the clinic, 30% of the patients are receiving ARV treatment. And then the all-cause death over the last 4 years is 3%. In terms of patient visits from 2006 to 2010, on the y-axis is the number of patient visits, the x-axis is year, and we see that the trend is the number of patient visits has been increasing over the last 4 years. In terms of medical care, so the patient visit is subgrouped into types: ARV, HIV tests with counselor, medical care, and pediatric. We see that with medical care, there is a decline between 2009-2010, but we do see an increase in ARV visits, meaning that more people are getting treated at this clinic. In terms of charges for care at Zuzi Mpilo, these are the types of services that are provided, as spoken earlier, and the range is between $14 to $69 are what patients are paying out of pocket. In comparison to the private sector actually charges about 3 to 4 times more than Zuzi Mpilo for the same type of service. As an example, let's say, is for antiretroviral medication. The range is between $70 to $120, and for just blood work every 6 months, it's $350 at a private sector. And this is anecdotes coming from the clinicians in South Africa. So when we look at the revenue coming from patients in 2009 and 2010, we see that there is a higher revenue coming in 2010, roughly about $100,000 higher. So this shows that there is small growth for the Zuzi Mpilo clinic. And then in terms of the expenses for fiscal year 2010, we see that the total expense for fiscal year 2010 was $1.4 million. So revenue coming from patient is only $600,000 roughly. The other source of revenue is the PEPFAR funding of $1 million annually. And one thing to note about this table here is that 50% of the expenses are going to personnel. And operational includes laboratory fees, maintenance fee for equipment, and rent and utility. And then drugs, we get it for a reduced price. So when we do cost analysis, we see that the mean revenue from patients per visit is $25. The expected mean cost per visit without PEPFAR support would be $63, and the expected mean cost per month without PEPFAR support would be $52. So in summary, the number of patient visits has been increasing each year. Patients are paying out-of-pocket expenses between $14 to $70 per month for HIV care. And the revenue from patients increased in 2010 compared to 2009. Over 50% of expenses are allocated to personnel. Over 60% of revenue come from PEPFAR funding. So PEPFAR is subsidizing the mean difference of $38 per patient visit, which is the difference between 63 minus 25. So for discussion, the analysis shows that it would be challenging for the clinic to solely rely on patient fee at this point. The conjoint analysis spoken earlier found that patients were willing to pay $13 per month for antiretroviral treatment inflated to 2010 US dollars. And in this economic environment, to provide the highest quality of care for patients at an affordable price, sources of funds beyond patient co-pays may continue to be required. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Lumikasa Lavina from South Africa, Ben Johns at Hopkins, Dr. Neil Martinson at Hopkins and in South Africa, and the funders of the Zuzi Mpilo Clinic, PEPFAR, Perinatal HIV Research Unit, and the Global AIDS Program. Thank you.